There are all kinds of fun things going on this month at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, including a couple of hot seat opportunities. Pick a Heart hot seats are back on the 13th, 20th, and 27th. Winners get to choose a Hearts with a prize ranging from $50 free plays to $150 cash. And Mystery hot seats are back on the 11th and the 18th. Each week, the number of winners and the amounts of prizes will increase. More details at ShoshoneRose.com. County 10 Podcast is also made possible by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Check out road conditions before you hit the highways at yoroad.info or dial 511, and always buckle your seatbelt. Easiest way to save your life in the event of a crash or prevent serious injury. Click it. If you're driving around listening to the County 10 Podcast right now, reach over. Make sure all your buddies in the vehicle with you are buckled up as well. And the County 10 Podcast brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Check out those troll beads and save 10% off right now. And if you're looking for a spot to Valentine's shop, they've got some great options, guys. They make it real easy for you. There are four different packages you can choose from, starting at just $50. I promise, whoever's special in your life gonna like this. Thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Tuesday, February 11th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast. We are in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Big shout-outs, as always, to Porter's Supply Company in Riverton for giving us this fantastic space. Glad you are with us. We sincerely appreciate the recent subscriptions, ratings, and reviews on the podcast. That's the easiest way to support the show. So if you're listening on a podcast app and don't mind taking a moment, we would certainly appreciate that. Also, don't forget to check out the other 10Cast shows on the network, like Dead and Gone in Wyoming, if you're a true crime fan. Riverton Local Ladies for more Riverton conversations. And don't forget to check out our good friends at Positively Mental. Lance Godey is a certified counselor in Fremont County, and he brings you a lot of news locally, some mental health advice, just all-around good living advice, frankly, and a few details about some things happening at Central Wyoming College as well. That podcast is Positively Mental. Speaking of our County10.com crew, we get the opportunity here on the County 10 Podcast to chat once a week with our reporter, Amanda Faring. Amanda, first of all, thank you for taking time to be here. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while.
I know, yeah. We missed last week for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, here we are. Glad to have you here. You were all around Fremont County over the last few days, including the weekend, tracking down a whole bunch of stuff. You went up to South Pass to watch dog sleds and Boyson to watch ice races, and yeah, you're getting your fill of winter fun. Did anything stand out about the events you went to the last few weeks?
They were all super fun. I really enjoyed this. This is my first time going to the dog sled race. It's something I've wanted to do, but just never done it. And so taking my opportunity as the County 10 reporter to head on up there. So yeah, headed up to South Pass there, dog sleds. The race took place at the Louis Lake Campground Louis Lake Trailhead parking lot. There we go. So super exciting. Lots of hustle and bustle up there early that morning. Dogs barking, going nuts. really surprising in that how excited the dogs were to just go. All they wanted to do was just go. So it was pretty fun to watch and just kind of have the overall experience. And a lot of actually spectators trickled in as well, which was kind of fun that everyone, you know, made their way on, 28 there.
Yeah.
Roads weren't too dicey, which is good. But, it's early morning and you never know. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that race came to a conclusion this weekend. I know there's results up on the Pedigree Stage Stop website, so you can check those out if you are interested. There were some cool kind of local school projects, and they do this every year with local kiddos where in like elementary classes, they'll teach them about the race, and then they assign them a musher and a team to follow and to track their progress. So
yeah,
cool stuff and some lessons applied to the classroom, not only about dog sleds, but with math and rooting for your person and
leaderboards.
So yeah, it's a great event for Wyoming, and I'm glad we get to cover it. And we had Dan Carter, the event organizer, on a podcast earlier. So looking forward to that already next year. This weekend, you went to a couple of things. Mm-hmm. The Wild West Winter Fair is in Lander. It is not a carnival. I like to call it a carnival, and I probably have on the podcast a few times, but it's the Winter Fair.
Yes.
And you also went to the Boyson Ice Races. How were both of those things?
Hey, they're both great. Yeah, Saturday was pretty busy. I started out with Boyson since that kicked off at 10 a.m. And then had lots of fun there. It was a huge crowd. People like, just kept coming and coming and coming throughout the morning. And it was like, I don't want to really leave because I got other things to go check out. But yeah, it just kept getting busier and busier. And it was really fun to watch. People really seemed to enjoy it. And yeah, so excited to maybe spend a little more time at one of those here while they're still going on. I guess they're every weekend now.
Sounds like every 2 weeks
every
is what I had
okay.
heard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the event organizers, I think, and you'll want to look this up before you go for sure, but I think said in 2 weeks, which would be the weekend of the 22nd,
okay.
is when
Perfect.
They're back at Boyson.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. That's good to know. But yeah, lots of people. And then I did like a happening now and tons of people like just didn't, you know, like, well, oh, that's happening. I forgot. And like all this stuff. So it was like, it's cool to know they're going to keep doing that. But, yeah, super, super interesting to see. And, lots of people were having a great time out there. So that was really fun. And then, yeah, headed to Lander after that to the state fair, the winter state fair in Lander.
Yep.
And that was really great to see. I unfortunately got there after the wiener dog races. I was kind of bummed to miss that. I know. I was like, if I could have two of me in one space at the same time, that'd be awesome. But yeah, unfortunately missed the wiener dog races, but did get to see, I think their names are Don and Duke, Justice Jacobs, pulling the little sleigh around there so folks could go for a ride, and then saw quite a few horses and everyone inside the old timer arena. So that was lots of fun as well. But yeah, so pretty busy out there. Lots of events going on this winter. And yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like there's something every weekend.
Every time I get somewhere to run an errand and I'm going around town or between Riverton and Lander, I see you cruising past in the County 10 car. So I'm sure the rest of Fremont County seeing you out and about as well. We got a bunch of questions about a new construction project in Lander, and this is what looks like a really large construction project, and you get to put together a little feature for Lander Biz. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Yeah, so we had so many questions about, I mean, like people would actually stop me on the street and ask me, and I was like, I don't know, I'll find out though. And so, yeah, I eventually got connected with the developer, his name's Paul, and we set up a larger meeting and I got to chat with the doctors and everything. So it turns out it's going to be a state-of-the-art cath lab and ambulatory surgery center. So that's super exciting news for the community. You know, health, that's always something that's necessary, and state of the art, you can't go wrong with that. But yeah, so tons of information on the article at county10.com. They went into huge depth on things, and I'm sure I missed something because there was so much information.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, tons of information. They kept, just like kind of reiterating, it's definitely state of the art. Projected opening is beginning of May there, and obviously weather permitting. Interesting thing, though, that I learned is they actually have smaller clinics throughout Wyoming, and we're getting one in Riverton as well. DuBois already has one, so pretty cool that that's kind of spreading throughout and being all connected through their connected health system. And lots of great information there on what they're offering, and the photos don't really do it justice because it was like right after the snowstorm. But you can kind of see that building in progress there.
Definitely. That's really good to know. And I know a lot of people were happy that you tracked those answers down for them. And the more medical care in the area, the better, I think. So
for sure.
Cool news there. The League of Women Voters is something you've been working on for a few weeks.
Yes.
Refresh us. What is that and what's happening with the League of Women Voters?
Yeah. So I actually attended their very first meeting in Lander, and there was another one in Riverton, and they're looking at doing more right now. They're currently in the works of hitting Dubois, Fort Washakie, and Ethity. All right. So it's a 100-year-old national organization focused on empowering voters to make informed decisions. So it's a nonpartisan, so they don't pick a side there, Democrat, Republican, what have you. They just, here's all the information. Here's kind of like a breakdown of what this person is standing for, what they're not, or what have you. And just to help make those voters have an informed decision as they head to the polls. They also help with getting people to the polls. So they're very passionate about that. And so this would be the very first local league here in Fremont County. There are a few others across the state. I think there were four exactly. Bigger cities like Cheyenne, Laramie, Casper, Gillette. Linda Barton is working hard as she can to get that going here. And it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's great, especially the transportation aspect and getting people out to vote for sure. And this is, obviously, we say this every 2 years, but another important election season. And it'll be an interesting one, and I'm sure a lot of people will turn out to vote. This usually goes that way when there's a presidential election. More people turn out even for the local elections. So lots of stuff to look forward to there. You get to go to Aspen Early Learning Center here in Riverton and hang out with some of the kids.
I did.
How was that?
I did. Yeah, it was good. So got to learn quite a bit about Aspen Early Learning Center and how they have created these programs essentially from kindergarten and then on back. So, you know, preschool. And then they have this program called Kinder Boost. So it's in between preschool and kindergarten for those students who maybe are not ready to go on to kindergarten yet for whatever reason. They can have this opportunity, I believe they call it like the gift of time. So they can spend a little bit extra time, refine those school skills, and then head on to kindergarten in the following year. So that's pretty cool that they have those programs available for students. Overall, really awesome, though. This expo was for anyone across the state who could actually make it here. The weather kind of impacted how many attendees were able to come, but it was really awesome. And then those educators who visited were able to, you know, take that information back from the Aspen Early Learning Center, take it back to their home school, and can put that into work there, whatever they need to do. So it was pretty cool to see all that and hang out with some kiddos that morning.
Definitely. Another cool story up at county10.com. It's fun to see all these good stories up there. A Lander resident turns 103 years old.
Yes.
What a cool human interest piece again. And
another
person in our county that's just a wealth of knowledge and has seen a lot.
Absolutely. So Frances Machaud, she turned 103 last week on February 4th. So she's kind of lived a little bit of everywhere in Wyoming. And then in her younger days, she was out of state, but I think she's still considered a long time Wyomingite, at least to me. She's been here since, I don't even know, like 1938, almost 40. But it was really awesome to hang out with her, chat with her family, who are all here and able to make it here due to weather. But that was really awesome. And happy birthday again, Frances. And pretty cool story of her kind of life history there at county10.com.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go read that. I think those stories are important to have and to be able to preserve some of those memories and things that not a lot of people got to experience that many years ago. There's a couple of meetings happening, in fact, a lot more than a couple meetings. Tuesdays are usually the big meetings days around Fremont County, and for sure, Fremont County Commissioners, Lander City Council. I know Shoshone's got a town hall meeting that might be interesting.
Yes.
Is Riverton City Council meeting this week, or do we know yet?
I haven't received anything, I don't think, this week.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot. If there is, we'll post it to county10.com.
We'll
anything beyond the basics of Fremont County Commissioners and Lander City Council we need to know about happening?
I know Lander's got quite a few things going on, at least on their renewal of liquor licenses for a lot of businesses there in Lander. Other than that, not too much going on. We've got our monthly updates at the commissioner meeting. So those are always interesting to hear from Sheriff Ryan Lee and Fremont County Coroner Mark Stratman. So lots of great info usually comes out of those as well, and we'll obviously share those at county10.com. But other than that, just kind of your standard agendas.
And then finally, kind of want to sum this up with another one of our Activate 10 series. And if you're looking for some kind of a cause to get behind or something to go out to see and do, click the features tab at county10.com and then find Activate 10, because there's all kinds of good things that you can get behind or devote your time or finances or energy into. And the latest one was posted this morning, and it's to benefit a Lander local. And I have a feeling that just about everybody in Lander knows this young man.
I think so. Yeah, David has been... he was born and raised in Lander. He's been there forever, and he's always out and about. Even before I was in this role here, I knew David just because he'd come up and introduce himself. So unfortunately, he has been informed that he's in stage 5 kidney disease. So he's looking at starting dialysis in the next couple months, as well as possibly getting a transplant. They're still waiting to find out if he's eligible for that. But... excuse me, his family is really awesome and super supportive as well. Right now, he's traveling quite a bit back and forth to doctor's visits across the state. Mm-hmm. And that's starting to add up, of course. But fortunately, his mom did say most of his medical is covered. It's just those travel needs and lodging and meals and that kind of stuff that are not. But we do have a few fundraisers planned in the community already. So David is an Elks member at the Lander Lodge. They've got a spaghetti dinner organized, silent auction and live auction. That's going to be in March. Communal Pancake Performing Arts. They're also planning a fundraiser as well. David's one of their actors. And the details are not finalized yet, but there are links to their Facebook pages where those can be found. David's also pretty nervous about what's going on. He doesn't really know what's happening, his mom said. So she has asked the community to send him cards or letters of encouragement. And the P.O. box that you can send those to are at county10.com in the post there. So, and his family has set up a donation fund, basically, at the Atlantic City Federal Credit Union. So all you have to do is go in there, say, I want to donate to the David Dempster Fund, and they'll get the money into the right account for you. As well as anyone who wants to plan a fundraiser for David. His mom, Deb, was very open to anybody planning that. She just asked that the funds go into that Atlantic City Federal Credit Union account.
Yeah, I hope everybody can help out with that and take a minute, send a card, help financially if you can, or if you know David and his family, for sure, some words of encouragement there would be great. Check out the article, share it with your friends at county10.com. A lot of stuff coming up this week, as there is every week, it seems like, with you. Is there anything else we should look forward to?
Lots of great stories coming out this week, so stay tuned at county10.com. Yeah, all the way through the weekend, tons of great stuff here. Yeah.
Quick plug, too, for the other social medias. A lot of people know County 10 on Facebook, but Twitter is becoming a lot more active. Mm-hmm. We try to retweet some things happening. Lander Schools are very active on Twitter, so if you don't mind following us on Twitter for more information there, we try to provide at least a little bit of a unique take on Twitter as opposed to the other socials. And our Instagram page has been wonderful because we have Amanda, who is a professional photographer, and throwing up some really great photos up there. So check us out all across the board. And as always, if you've got a story or a tip or an idea, or if you just want to say Amanda should host the podcast and get that Jared guy out of here, you can do that. Email us tips@county10.com, tips@county10.com. All right. I know you got a cold, so I'm going to go spray this area down. And
disinfecting wipes.
And that's my nice way of saying get out of the studio.
Sorry.
No, feel better, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Amanda Farring, County10.com reporter, joins us on the show once a week to talk about the week of news, and I appreciate her time as always. Like I said, if you want to get in touch with her, tips@county10.com is the best email, or you can shoot us a message on Facebook. Before we get to a couple of other things, let's give a shout out to a couple of the folks who make the County 10 podcast possible, like Rendezvous Dental, Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett. Work hard every day to bring the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology to Fremont County. They've got a top-notch staff. Of course, they're moving into that new building very soon. We'll keep you posted on that, but right now they're accepting new patients, including children. So bring the whole family, get those teeth white and shiny. That's Rendezvous Dental. And the show brought to you by Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy at 4th and Main in Lander. They treat conditions that affect the entire body, as well as return to work training and FCE testing. The only certified hand therapist in Lander. They accept all insurance and private pay. They treat all ages, and they're looking forward to expanding to a new building in Lander in the early spring or summer. In the late spring, early summer. Stay tuned for more updates from Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Well, Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, and if you want to give a special Valentine's message to a loved one, doesn't necessarily have to be a significant other. You can provide one to somebody else in your family, too. You can submit those Valentine's wishes at county10.com, and we'll post all of them. A really simple form to fill out right now on the website. You can check out some of the other Valentine's going around County 10 right now as well. Also want to remind you, our friends at the Riverton Museum hosting that murder mystery night coming up on Valentine's night. It's Murder at the Juice Joint. To find out details on that and some other Valentine's Day activities, click the 10 guide feature at county10.com. My thanks again to Amanda for stopping by. Have a great rest of your day all across County 10. We'll catch you next time for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.